This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. The Michigan Department of Transportation is spending about $875,000 to replace more than 2,000 signs on M94 miles of M81, M138 in Tuscola County, and M142 in Huron County. That project starts today, May 11th, and is expected to be completed by August 15th. While the work is being done, there will be shoulder closures in order to provide the safest work area possible for crews and motorists. Traffic will be maintained with shoulder closures, and two-way traffic will be maintained on all routes. The replaced signs are to make it easier for drivers to see, especially at night, increasing safety. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris arraigned Evan Michael Marlowe on a misdemeanor charge of operating with a high blood alcohol content stemming from an incident on or about October 20th, 2024. The potential penalties include up to 180 days in jail, a fine between $200 and $700, up to 360 hours community service, and possible vehicle immobilization. Marlowe entered a plea of not guilty. The court has set a deadline of May 28th for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 18th at 10:30 a.m., where Mr. Marlowe must attend in person. This date also marks final opportunity to enter a plea or file motions. Attorney Martin Perzondek represented Mr. Marlowe for the arraignment, and attorney Dallas Rooney has been court-appointed to represent him for the remainder of his case. Bond was set at $3,500, with 10% already posted. Conditions of the bond remain in place, and SCRAM or SoberLink devices were not ordered at this time. Authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempted vehicle theft on Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just after 3 p.m. from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody and no additional details have been released. In Huron County, a proposed update to Lake Township's recreational vehicle ordinance has been put on hold following strong public opposition. During a crowded Planning Commission meeting Wednesday night, residents voiced concerns and repeatedly questioned the reasoning behind the changes. The proposal would have required property owners to obtain a temporary use permit each time an RV is used for short-term camping. Officials say the rest of the ordinance would have remained largely unchanged from rules that had been in place since 1992. No timeline has been announced for when the proposal may be revisited. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
The mattress tent sale is back at Ashley and Bad Axe under the Big Top. Get the lowest prices of the year. Twins from $129, fulls from $199, queens from $249. We brought in two semi-loads of U.S.-made mattresses. Floor models, closeouts, clearance, special buys, overstock. All priced to go. 50 sets under the tent, 40 more inside. Memory foam, inner spring, hybrid. Every style, every comfort level. Save on the top brands like Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. financing is available. Shop at the Mattress Tent Sale exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a significant ruling declaring Virginia's current congressional district map unconstitutional. The court cited issues with the way the district lines were drawn, necessitating a redistricting process before the upcoming midterm cycles can proceed. State legislators are now facing a tight deadline to draft a new map that meets federal standards. This decision has sparked a flurry of activity in Richmond as both parties scramble to assess the potential impact on their respective seats and voter demographics. And the World Health Organization is overseeing the final stages of a complex evacuation of a cruise ship docked in Tenerife, Spain. More than 140 passengers and crew members are being repatriated after an outbreak of hantavirus claimed 3 lives during a voyage from Argentina. The evacuation involves strict biocontainment protocols, including the use of respirators and disinfectant hosing for those disembarking. While the public risk is considered low, many passengers are being placed in mandatory quarantine upon arrival in their home countries. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.